Dawn.com, the importance. For a couple of years, Muhammad Hanif followed Asma Jahangir on her annual fact-finding missions to Balochistan. Fragmented Memories by Muhammad Hanif. This piece was originally published in EOS on February 18, 2018. In the lawns of the district's rest house in Pishin, there are more than 100 men sitting in a circle. They are important men. Pakhtuns, Maliks, Supreme Court lawyers, local lawyers, ulemas, more ulemas from the other party. Fathers whose sons have been abducted by intelligence agencies. The chairman of the local town committee. The chairman of the local market committee. This is what Pakistan looks like outside of big cities. Important men talking to their equals or less important men. Here, Asma Jahangir is chairing the meeting. She is visiting to find out what is happening in Pishin and the surrounding areas. She is one of the three or four women in the circle. She is smoking a bidi and listening to these men moan about everything under the sky. Complains about the government, about lack of governance, about Taliban setting up a camp in a nearby forest, about madrasas, about lack of madrasas. She knows some of these men from her previous visits. Some older ones know her from when they used to visit her father's house in Lahore. She has supported some of the lawyers in bar elections. She has been trying to trace missing sons. Fathers of missing sons get more time to speak than others. The azan starts at a nearby mosque. Asma pulls her dupatta over her head and continues to puff on her beery. She is like a peer who has come to a village where everyone has a long wish list. For the young and old Baloch lawyers, she is an intimate friend and they want to spend every second with her. They seek career advice, discuss the strategy for the coming bar elections. They also share gossip about their older colleagues. The men in the circle have high expectations from her. The head of the town committee asks Asma to rein in ISI and build more public toilets for women in Pishin's bazaars. Asma interrupts them mid-conversation to clarify a point, referring one person to a lawyer, another one to the HRCP office, mostly urging them to talk to each other. The chairman of the town committee says that widows in Pishin should be allowed to marry without interference from elders. There is no law against it, she says. Islam actually encourages widows to remarry. She waves towards various mulanas. Ask them if you don't believe me. Later, over lunch, people are falling over each other to put food in her plate. Others are trying to keep them away by telling them to let her eat in peace. Everyone wants a selfie with her. She is happy to pose and smile. She leaves amidst hugs, hands over her head, prayers and promises to meet in Lahore, in Islamabad, and of course right here next year. Nobody really calls her Subon Ki Zanjeer, linking chain of the provinces, but for many men here, she is their only connection to Lahore, to Islamabad. Telling stories, saving lives. Her hotel room is full of lawyers, young and old. She sits on her bed and is telling a story about Benazir Bhutto and Zardari and a pompous journalist. She loves telling a good story. She is a professional level mimic and can switch from Urdu to Punjabi to English within the same sentence. In the middle of her story, her phone beeps. She looks at it, jumps up in her bed like a child at play, bright and agile, who has suddenly remembered her homework. She excuses herself, saying she has to make an important call and goes into the bathroom. She returns 15 minutes later. Who was she on the phone with? Someone asks. During the Zardari years, there was a moratorium on the death penalty in Pakistan. She was proud of having played a role in bringing it about. But freezing the death row involves a lot of paperwork. It involves sending petitions to the president's office, then reminding his staff that there is a moratorium. She was in the bathroom taking care of some death row prisoners' paperwork that had gone missing. She forgets the story about the pompous journalist and starts talking about various jails in Pakistan. She is rhapsodizing about Haripur prison. She makes it sound like a holiday resort, the only Pakistani prison without gallows, she says. Apparently, the person who donated the land for the prison made the British government promise that no hanging ever be carried out there. The Pakistan government had been honoring that promise. Next time I am arrested, make sure that I go to Haripur prison, an old activist requests. That's such a feel-good story. Half the people in the room want to visit Haripur prison. In 2015, the moratorium would be lifted and the first ever hanging would be carried out in Haripur prison. Asma's is a feel-good story for people who don't have very many feel-good stories.